are back. Good morning show, Mountain Home Radio. It is Wednesday morning, the 17th day of November 2021. I believe we've got all the plants out of the river drying out right now that were falling in over there at Tommy's place the other day. 2,000 daffodils, Tommy. I'm just curious, how do you find room for 2,000 daffodils with everything else you have going on over there?
Well, we've got an acre of property, and it's probably more than overly filled. I kind of started working out on the easement now.
So you're going to have to buy some adjoining property, maybe take over the neighbor's backyard or something, maybe rent it out for some extra space.
Well, I'm not very smart, but I'm smart enough I didn't try to plant 2,000 in one day. I have kind of broken it up. There's like 200 a day, and I know that you guys are all going to get jealous of me when I say this, but so far I've planted 1,500, and I've hit zero rocks.
Can we kick him out of here at this point?
Oh, my word.
Yeah. He lives right there on the river. You'd think the river would be watering those rocks and helping them to grow in his
I've got rocks around everything. I don't line my beds with anything except the rocks I find. Yeah, it's an ever-ending supply.
Never-ending supply of
rocks.
That's
what everybody says. But anyway, we're blessed, and we're hoping next spring it's going to put on a show for everybody.
It
should be. You've got a couple of nice varieties over there. I'm looking forward to some pictures if you ever bother to take any.
It's funny. My phone is now up to 187,000 pictures.
Jeez. I'm not at all surprised.
I can't understand why the memory didn't last very long.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We need to talk about the business at hand. Master Gardeners in the studio with us this morning. You with Seal Gusecki and Tommy Hagen. Always a good time to have you folks in here. It is November right now. It is the cooling time of the year. We're getting ready to see some frost once again here before the end of the weekend. Where are we at right now with the folks that have some stuff still outside?
Well, it depends what you have outside.
Okay.
If you have something that's not going to last the winter outside, you really should have moved it indoors quite some time ago.
Okay.
Probably a good 6 weeks ago. You want to get that stuff in before the weather changes.
Yep.
But if you have some stuff that's marginal, like you said, you're hauling in with a dolly. The dolly is my best friend. I have a couple plants that I take in and out and hope for the best with them.
Right.
And if they last, they do. I buy them with the idea they may be an annual.
Yep.
And if they last, then it's just I don't have to buy another one next spring.
There you go. That's okay. One less plant you have to buy, but doesn't mean you're going to buy one less plant.
No, but it's no. Oh, heavens no. Heavens no.
Good wording, big guy.
The budget for plant purchases is not very strict. Let's put it that way.
Right? It's negotiable.
Yes, that's a better way to put it, okay? But it's a great time to go out and split your perennials.
Yes.
It's today especially. You got that rain coming mid to late this afternoon. If you have some time, it's a good weather to go out there and play in the garden. Go out there, split them, replant them, and the rain will take care of it for you.
I was going to say the rain will help out and solve the rest
of
the problems.
Absolutely. So absolutely a great time to go play in the yard that way. You're going to want to cut down your perennials as they die.
Okay.
And that's kind of a mixed message there. There's some I cut back and some I leave till spring. I kind of leave my mums till spring.
I was going to say, plants like mums, I've always left them in till the spring in the ground.
Yeah, I don't usually cut those back because even now you're getting some of that growth on the bottom right now.
Yep.
And if you see something like that, it'd be my suggestion to leave those stand up.
Okay.
All right. But other things that you think are going to cause a problem or you don't get the kind of growth, cut them back.
Right.
Good time to do it. It keeps diseases from starting. Starting and spreading in your yard, that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Pruning, I'd probably wait another month to start pruning your shrubs and trees.
All right.
But I usually go out as soon as all the leaves are off or any time before the trees start to bud out. And I God forbid, I use a battery-operated handsaw with a long, narrow blade.
Yep.
And for pruning shrubs, it's a good thing because shrubs, you want to prune from the ground up.
Right.
Taking the third of the thickest branch inches out, and it's real easy with that long narrow. The blade's about 12 inches long.
It gets right in there and gets where you need to be.
And it gets in there real easy to be. All right. But look at your trees. It's great when the leaves are off to see what's going. If you got any branches that are kind of look like they're going to grow across each other, you don't want to, you want to prune one of them out.
Okay.
Because when they rub together, you'll cause a wound, and that's an entry point for disease.
Right.
All right. So, but I am a big believer in pruning my trees and shaping them.
Yep.
I've got pine trees that I cut up so that they look like tall, tall trunk and look like pine trees, not to the ground. And I always say people come to the house and say, God, your trees look so nice, the shape and this and that. Mm-hmm. Well, it's because I take a little time in the winter months to go ahead and address it.
Yep.
And it's a good thing to do. And it's a good way to get out when the weather's not too bad and be outdoors. For me, that's all part of it.
I do know this is also a good time to be just getting an overview of everything that you do have and start planning for next year, because February is going to be here a whole lot quicker than we realize.
Well, Tommy's already got his catalog order started, as do I.
I love catalogs.
I have been on Wayside Gardens, and there's a couple plants that are my favorites. I love abelias. I love cat's mint. Okay. Several kind of things that you can buy from those folks this time of year. I don't usually place the order quite yet because there may be coupons coming. I'm a firm believer in getting online, letting that order sit out there a little bit.
Yep.
At some point, there'll be some coupons coming to help you out with stuff. But it's a good time to start planning. Don't wait till the last minute. Some of that stuff, if it's nice, gets sold out fairly quickly.
Yep.
And they'll let that order sit there. They're not going to ship plants. You'll see right on Wayside, at least, does put on the order that they're not going to ship it till spring, so you don't worry that you're not going to get some of those things.
I do know most of your bigger companies now are making sure they're shipping at appropriate times, where before they just ship it when they got the order. Now they are trying to wait to a more appropriate
time to
send that to you.
But it's a good time to walk around your yard, see what's going on. Right now you're going to remember an area that you weren't satisfied with this year.
Yep.
And you'll want to do that kind of thing. I went around a couple weeks ago, and my amaryllis, I have amaryllis that have come back for several years.
Right.
Now, I have them on a south side facing wall up against the house. So there's a lot of heat there.
Yep.
All right. In a little, you know, subclimate there. And I split them. I had three batches of them. And oh my goodness, the baby bulbs and the new bulbs that were there. And the largest bulbs were the size of pears.
Wow.
It was just amazing. I was just amazed.
Okay.
So I've split those and moved them around the yard.
All
and
right.
they'll bloom in the mid spring. So it's a nice addition to the yard that time
Fantastic.
Of year. And they, the branches, the leaves, I should say, stay green all season. It's not like a daffodil where they're going to die back. So it's a good time to just get out and do that. Take some assessments and plan for what you're going to put where you have a spot open. Or you have to move them, all right?
Plan on what you're going to do. If you can get a little few projects off the ground right now, now's the time of year to work on the small stuff. You're really needing to wait till spring to work on
or
some of that bigger
hard stuff. Yeah.
Well, some of the hard stuff also,
I have an area, and this is my project for this winter. It's almost ready, actually. I have an area where I have rocks, Tommy. I do have rocks. But I had built a little wall because it was a place where water was running down a hill and washing some stuff out. And I just built this wall as a little dam. And I've made some improvements to the house and stuff. And I said, you know, I got to fix that up. That just looks out of place. So what did I do? I built another wall parallel to it, closed off the ends, and I now have a planter.
Oh!
And it's about a foot tall, and it's in between its ground.
Right.
And I'm going to plant in there thymes and sedums and agaves. In 1 month coming up, we'll talk about agaves.
All right.
But I'm going to put those, and that's going to be a garden that doesn't need a lot of water, doesn't need a lot of work. Mm-hmm. But what I've done is I've taken a spot that was not an eyesore, but to me it was, and made it something that will be an asset. And that's what you want to look for around your yard.
Yep.
None of it has to cost you a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You can do it cheap. You can do it expensive, depending on your taste. But look around and see what you can do. Mm-hmm. Your imagination will get you more than anything.
There's a lot of good possibilities out there when you're looking at a little something. Some of those bigger projects, I was going to say, you might want to wait for another couple of weeks to get some of those kicked off. The cooling temperatures, a little bit cooler off. You're going to be doing some really deep, heavy work, a lot of lifting, stuff like that. If you can put that off till the 1st of December with some decent weather, that's probably a little bit better time to do it.
Anytime over the winter. The winter months here, from my vantage point, from my perspective, are very nice. I go out there literally with my turtleneck t-shirt and a shirt over it and work, and you're more than comfortable. When it's 50, 55 degrees out there, it's great weather to work in the yard.
Oh, yeah. So with all that being said, we've talked about some planning. Do we have a plant of the month to plan things around?
Well, what we're going to talk about today is trees for fall color.
Aha!
You know, this season we've had a late color season, but
yes,
it has been,
it's been
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And I thought, you know, why don't we just suggest a few trees? You know, you look around it and you say, why don't I have this and why don't I have that? Mm-hmm. One tree that actually some varieties have great colors, one of your favorites, Tommy, Japanese maples.
Yes. My very favorite. You're talking about walking around the yard. I actually got it out day before yesterday in the evening time with this light perfect, and I was taking photographs of those things. They are beautiful,
yes,
and they're, you can have in all different colors. You can mm-hmm. have red, deep, beautiful red, orangey colors,
yes,
and yellow. All
yes.
Anyway, they're pretty, and they're making a show right now. I bought these 8 or 10 years ago, I guess, and they've been going pretty good. And I hate to brag, but it looks pretty. It looks really, really pretty out there.
When you're shopping for one of them, you do need to investigate a little bit, because every Japanese maple doesn't have fall color. Some have color changes in every season.
Right.
And some maintain the same color every season.
Okay.
Some, it's the same family of colors. There'll be different shades of red in the three seasons.
Okay.
So when you're buying one, take a look, obviously, for sighting it, for size and all that, just like we always tell you. But take a look. Do some investigating before you purchase one. And don't be afraid to buy one online. There's plenty of places to do that. Don't be afraid to ask your local people to bring some of this stuff in.
Right.
But absolutely, when you're traveling, stop at nurseries. I highly recommend it. I have gotten some of my best plant selections when I've been on the road. And I've bought them as far as Portland, Oregon, and anywhere in Arkansas that has a city with a nursery, I think I've been to.
Well, you have to. You have to buy your plants in Portland, Oregon, or cities outside of Mountain Home, because Tommy Hagen vacuums up everything on sale over here in our local big box stores.
Well, he sure didn't share the love, let me tell you.
I got myself in trouble with a couple of these places that had some pretty good sales this year.
Well, this time of year, there still are a few things on the shelves. You're going to have to look for a couple of bargains. I still saw a couple of things the other day, though, I believe, over
there's
one of
a
our
few,
big box
stores. There's a few, but I know Lowe's is completely out. They're
yeah,
they're,
how would you know that, Tommy?
they're in the Christmas business now. But anyway, I think Home Depot has something in there. And the local nurseries have it. Carl Wayne's is a great place to go. I can't think of the other
Kelly
one.
Thomas.
I love Kelly Thomas. They have neat stuff, and they're very, very, very helpful to you.
Absolutely.
Anyway, but fun. It's fun for me just to go in these places. And she said unlimited budget. I guess this is kind of where I let down. I go in. And master gardeners are supposed to have a plan. When you buy something, you're supposed to have a plan for where it's going to go.
Right.
Not so much.
Best laid plans of mice and men.
Yeah, that's right. I'll buy the plant, and then I go home and get semi-creative and figure out where it's going to go. So
you can also move that purchase the next year when you find
that's
the
right.
Spot for
I love
Gee,
seal.
That sounds like the voice of experience.
Oh, it does. I move more plants than people move furniture.
Wow.
Anyway, talk about some other trees. Cypress is one that turns great colors this time of year.
All right.
And you can see those all over town.
Okay.
One of the native ones, sassafras.
Yes,
that's
love sassafras.
Beautiful, beautiful tree. Serviceberry can be a bush or a tree.
Okay.
And it gets nice color, vivid reds and golds it gets in
what
the fall.
What is a serviceberry? I don't know that I'm familiar with that word at all.
It's a tree or a bush.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Ask for a stupid question. Get a stupid answer.
No, it's a native plant.
Okay.
So it's going to do well for you. And it'll become a small tree if you choose to prune it that way.
Gotcha.
Or it can be a shrub for you. It's something that requires, as I recall, full sun to part sun.
Okay.
Beautiful colors, though.
I'm going to have to get that name from you and look that up just to see what that is here in a little
absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely. Different varieties of regular maple. Sugar maple is one that puts on a great show.
Oh, yes.
I've got a red sunset that was just beautiful this year. That one took a few years before the fall color got to be noticeable.
Okay.
At first, I was kind of disappointed, and I bought that one from the local Baxter County Conservation District.
Okay.
I bought one there, and it took a few years before it grew to some level of maturity to get the color. But the last few years, it's been great, but it drops its leaves early.
Aha.
And so that's here or there.
Well, it's a trade-off. You're going to have to rake them up or get them out of the way at some point.
Well, and then it's at the bottom of the hill. It'll blow away. But anyway, different oaks have nice red color in the fall.
Yeah.
And our eastern dogwood, of course, as well as the Coosa dogwood.
Right.
Those are also things that you might look up that if you want to do something in your yard, if you're jealous that your neighbor has all the Japanese maples in town, and you still want to do right. something, these are things you can do.
Well, I really strongly encourage people to get out and take a drive. I'm hoping this weekend's not going to be too late to see some of the fall colors. We got to take a small tour on Sunday of the local area. Some beautiful colors outside with all of our native trees that are, growing
absolutely.
On the hillsides. Absolutely gorgeous to go out there and take a drive this time of year.
You make some drives around Jasper, yep. some of those roads around Jasper. Yep. It is just beautiful.
We went there last week with good friends of ours Sunday and just had a Sunday tour. Mm-hmm. Went to Jasper and ate at that restaurant there, the Ozark okay. restaurant, yep. whatever mm-hmm. it is.
That's a
and
great place.
We made
place.
That big loop down there by, and the good Lord said, I'll tell you what, this dude, let's have some elk out here so the Hagans can see them. So the elks were standing around out there. And of course, that attracted a crowd, and I got a yep. few photographs of that. But it was past peak, but it was still beautiful.
Still pretty.
Still absolutely
yeah.
very, very pretty. I'm hopeful that the wind and the rain tonight doesn't kill the rest yeah. of the leaves, yeah. but we should still see a little bit of color on the trees here this weekend for our folks coming in for Thanksgiving.
Another place, excuse me, you got to go. We didn't get to go this year, but we've been the last 10 years, I think, is the Maplewood Cemetery over in Harrison,
oh, that's
Arkansas.
Gorgeous.
Oh, yes.
If that you're
place,
driving that way, it's yeah, worth a drive through.
And as you go to the Maplewood Cemetery, have a good time, spend an hour or two, take pictures, and then go to Neighbor's Mill Restaurant. And have their tomato yes. basil soup and their whoopie suey sandwich.
And cinnamon rolls. Okay.
That's the best sourdough bread in the area over there at Neighbor's Mill. Just my 2 cents on that. We okay. need to take a quick little break, talk to the folks to pay the bills. So Tommy Seal, I'm going to have to take a quick little break right here. I need to tell you that you're listening to The Morning Show this morning, brought to you in part by your friends over at Baxter Regional Medical Center, who are currently hiring. If you're looking for a new vocation, check out workwhereyouvacation.com. See all the job opportunities available for you there. We're going to take the final break this morning. Tommy Seal and I back to wrap it up right after this. And we are back, The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. Sometimes the conversation during break has to be finished before we can get back on the air and start a whole new conversation. I've got Tommy Hagen, Seal Gasecki here in the studio. We've got just under 3 minutes left here with our Master Gardeners extraordinaire. And this time of year, what should we be looking at to just preparing for the next growing season?
Well, you know, again, we talked about doing your flower beds
right.
and rearranging that. What I like to do this time of year is plan ahead for my Christmas baskets and possum.
Aha!
Right?
Okay.
And I read an article, and I'm going to give Proven Winners a plug here. I get their email newsletter every mm-hmm. month, and they talked about putting some unusual things in. This time of year, your sunlight is a lot less and the sun is less
correct.
Intense. And they recommended that you could put in a sunny location some shade-type plants in your pots
okay.
to give it some color, things that keep their color through the year.
Uh-huh.
Some Brunera, which has got leaves in some varieties that are bright silver,
oh.
which is nice for your Christmas stuff.
Okay.
And some Heucheras. And you can pick any variety of Heuchera, any color variety in Heucheras. They
okay.
come in purples and reds and hot greens and caramel colors.
Oh, wow.
All
lime
right.
green.
And yes, yeah, the lime green, exactly.
Okay.
And all those are pretty striking. And you can put those in your pots with your pansies, and as your pansies die off, you still have something in there.
Okay.
And if you put a couple Christmas greens around there, you'll dress it up with a bow on the pot or something to dress it up for the holidays.
Right.
And you'll still have something that'll look good until spring comes and you're starting to pull those out and move them back where they belong.
Gotcha.
And you could literally move them from your garden.
Mm-hmm.
into the pot,
okay.
and in spring, move them back again.
Oh, okay. Very nice,
so,
very nice. So.
And I have to give credit to Proven Winners. That wasn't my idea, but I thought
okay.
it was a
well,
pretty
hey,
cool one.
Okay, well, hey, yeah, that's if you can find a good idea, use it to your best advantage. Yeah,
absolutely.
So
and I do recommend their newsletter. There's a lot of good information in
okay.
it. And you just go onto their website, trust me,
right.
they will solicit
gotcha.
You to sign up.
Okay, I really hesitate going down this path with only 45 seconds left, but Tommy, catalogs right now are probably getting ready to be ordered a time or two. We've got now 35 seconds left. Can you tell us just your favorite catalog or two?
Van Borgundin is one of them that I like real well. What's the other? Nethelin? How do you pronounce it? Anyway, there's two or three. That,
okay.
The bulb ones.
Bulb catalogs.
Bulb. And
okay.
Van Borgundin actually has, somehow I got on their wholesale list, and so
no.
they think I'm a nursery instead of a
well, 2,000 daffodils all at once.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
If you're looking for all-purpose one, it's Territorial Seeds. Great
okay.
for vegetables, and they have great information if you don't know what you're doing.
Fantastic. How can folks find out some more information on our Master Gardeners?
BaxterCountyMG.com.
Stop on by, check out the website, and you guys are going to have a meeting anytime soon by any chance?
Not till January.
January 13th, 1 to 3 at the Presbyterian Church.
See?
Between the
two of you, you guys have all the answers that I need. Right now, unfortunately, that music playing in the background means that I need to be wrapping up this edition of The Morning Show. Thank you all for tuning in today. I am going to head on out of here, but I will be back with more tomorrow. Have yourselves a great hump day.